WRKEY today.
Attorney General Eric Holder goes after Arizona. Upon further review, he says the new tough immigration law breaks the Constitution. Tar balls in Texas, the Queen in New York at the UN, first time in 50 years. Obama and Netanyahu with some brotherly love. And how about this one? Like, we really care, but Lindsay Lohan, 90 days in jail. This is like a la Paris Hilton. Same thing, except for Lohan with the serious alcohol abuse, and she was crying those crocodile tears in a courtroom. Just goes to show you, every once in a while, no matter how much money you have, they're still going to go after you, and this judge wasn't having any of it. But who cares about Lindsay Lohan and Hollywood? It's all about the good stuff, the real stuff. What all of you are feeling in the East Coast listening to this show, probably now you're glad because the sun is long gone down for hours now. Incredible summer sizzle across the East Coast. We're talking Fry Baby Fry in New York and Philadelphia and Boston, all the way up and down the coast. Here's one of the local weathercasters, Cecily Tynan, and that doomsday forecast.
By the end of the week for the East Coast cities, it looks like the heat will get trimmed back a little bit. Temperatures in the low 90s instead of the upper 90s. The hottest air will push west of I-95, but we're talking about still in the heat wave. Looks like the heat wave in many areas will not be ending until the weekend.
Bad news. Not ending until the weekend. Seriously, folks, it's awful. And many of you are listening to me in Connecticut and Vermont and areas in the East Coast. You can relate to it. But for everybody else, and you say, wah, 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 welcome to the real world, when the rest of us have to deal with hot, hot weather, I mean, it is miserable. It feels like 105 to 110 in some areas in the Northeast. It's that bad. I mean, they are roasting when they get on the subways and whatnot. They're pretty much a lot of businesses, if they can, they're telling people to stay home. And now I know some of you listening to us in Kentucky are feeling the same thing. What it is the hot temps and the high humidity. That's what makes it so oppressive. And you got people that are working on crews that are out there in the heat that they can do nothing but douse themselves continually with water. The sad thing is a lot of people will get sick. That what happens is that heat illness thing, when you're not careful, when you're talking about 105 plus in Washington and Pennsylvania, all the places that I was just naming, anywhere pretty much on the East Coast. So when you get that humidity and the hazy sky and it's just ugly, 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 and nobody wants to do anything but crank up the air. Now, that's the other problem. What happens when you crank up the air? What happens to the grid? That's the concern. If the grid goes down and you've got crews on standby because of this brutal heat, worried that maybe it'll, you know, this brutal heat wave will cause a power outage, and how awful would that be when you're already roasting to death and then you have no air? I've been through it. I can sympathize with all of you. And this has been like a decade since they've had this kind of heat. But don't spout off that it's global warming, because one bad winter, one rough patch of a couple of summers days do not make global warming. But we can argue about that another time. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things right here from the get-go, including this one. Why go by the rules? I saw this today and I thought, oh my. The president decided to use the congressional recess, because remember, they're gone, to say bye-bye to the Senate and appoint Dr. Donald Berwick. Now you say, appoint him to what? Well, he's an expert on patient care. That would be Obama's take on this. But he's definitely under hot fire from a lot of people, not just hardcore Republicans, to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. It's going to happen on Wednesday officially. Everybody's out of town now. So The decision means Berwick can assume the post of administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid without undergoing confirmation hearings in the Senate. And Republicans, of course, are not happy with this. They're saying they're prepared to do everything they can to stop this one. They're opposed to him because of a lot of the comments that he's made. Where the controversy comes in is he talks about rationing medical care and other things in the medical industry. And the Democrats just say, look, we don't want another nasty confirmation fight, because why would they say that? They do not want to open the health care debate again. He was nominated in April, but no confirmation hearing was scheduled. So that's the way to push it through. There's no time to waste saying this is what we have to do, so let's skirt the Senate. And I'm sure that this is going to be in the headlines for the next couple of days with this recess appointment, because he definitely is all about rationing health care, and he won't have to explain any of his point of view whatsoever to anybody, because he's not going to get grilled by the Senate. So from the Obama administration's point of view, screw it. Get him through and get somebody overseeing this thing, because it's going to be an ugly mess. Already we're having some problems in addressing this. And from some of the Republicans' point of view and others, some of the more moderate even Democrats are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. But I think that one's passed us by. That's going to be a lot of rhetoric and screaming and all that sort of stuff, but it's not going to come back because there's nothing at this point they can do. Now, this is definitely something that is like raw meat for this audience. When we talk about immigration and the problems with illegal immigration and which way you fall on this, you could say, well, listen, the corporations run on the backs of illegal immigration, and really, really, really underneath, even if they say it, do they want the illegal situation to be quelled? And the answer is probably not in some cases, because they believe they'll lose money. Well, now, the Justice Department filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Arizona's new law that targets those illegals. It pretty much sets the stage for a big fat clash of the titans between the feds and states over what's now considered to be the toughest immigration crackdown. The lawsuit's not necessarily a surprise. There was a thought that this was coming. Remember, Eric Holder, the AG, hinted about it several weeks ago, but now it's officially been filed in Phoenix, and specifically what I just mentioned, arguing that Arizona's law that requires the state and the local cops to question and probably or possibly arrest illegal immigrants during enforcing other laws like traffic violation usurps federal authority, and it is against the Constitution. In our constitutional system, the federal government has preeminent authority to regulate immigration. That's specifically at the heart of the lawsuit. And it comes from numerous acts, they say, of Congress, and the immigration laws reflect what this lawsuit is saying, a careful and considered balance of national law enforcement, foreign relations, and humanitarian interests. Yeah, right. So they're seeking this injunction that would delay the July 29th implementation of the law in Arizona, which is what we assumed was going to happen. There was going to be some kind of a block, fair or foul. We're talking about it next. You can chime in and throw in your two cents with me, Kate Delaney, right here on ATN at 800-259-5791.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the thing.
All right, America, how about it? It's real, it's here. The Justice Department finally files that suit against Arizona and the immigration law. Pretty much, in a nutshell, accusing the state of trying to second guess what the feds are doing, saying that the states cannot take precedent in immigration responsibilities. It's invalid, and this new law interferes with that responsibility that the feds have, and it has to be struck down. Be interesting to see what happens when this goes to court. There'll probably be some kind of an injunction. That's what I'm assuming. And listen, this is what we assumed when this whole thing came up months ago. Now it's just officially filed, and it's a question of where it goes from here. Is it ruled that it's invalid? Does this go all the way up to the Supreme Court? I'm assuming it'll eventually go all the way up to the Supreme Court, which means it does not take effect. The law wouldn't kick in at the end of July. The Supreme Court is in recess until October, so the issue would continue to roll through and eventually hit the Supreme Court, and it would be taken up probably in the fall. So Arizona raised the question of illegal immigration and what to do, because, you know, what the governor's talked about is, listen, we have almost 500,000 illegals in Arizona. We have problems with gangs, with drug trafficking, and frankly, with kidnapping. And we cannot handle this any longer. We cannot deal with this. So she went ahead, signed the law, backed it 100%, got a bunch of death threats, and is dealing with boycotts and all kinds of other things that are being thrown the way of Arizona. So the numerous lawsuits that have been filed, it's not a surprise that the Justice Department was going to go after Arizona. It's a question of constitutionality and where this goes, and that has to go all the way up to the highest court in the land, so it means nothing will happen for months. It'll just be an injunction for months unless a judge decides differently, but I can't imagine that. It's going to have to go all the way up, and that means that pretty much it's stopped dead in its tracks. So if that happens, then the other thing becomes, well, what about all these boycotts? And, you know, even in Chicago, they were planning an anti-Governor Jan Brewer rally. So does all that kind of stop and go away for a couple of months? Or does the pot keep boiling? Does the immigration issue continue to bubble over? I just read something earlier in the day, a new illegal immigration report talking about how much illegal immigration costs this country. And the biggest expense is the education of the children of people who are here illegally, what that costs the school districts, what that costs the state, really. And the flip side of those who say, wow, you know, $50 billion, that's just outrageous, is, well, what happens when those kids are educated and then they go on to become people in society who pay their taxes, who pay into Social Security? And the answer is there's no way to track all those numbers to know what happens with some of those kids. There isn't a system to see where everybody's going. A lot of that is just guessing. It's a guessing game as to what ultimately happens. So $50 billion. And the problem is in places like California, especially places in Florida, they're taking it on the chin. In New Mexico, obviously in Arizona, we know that's one of the problems not even discussed as part of this immigration law. So you can't have it both ways. If the corporations want to continue to hire people for less money and turn a blind eye, and then let's face it, how many big busts have we heard from ICE lately? Yes, there's been some in some of the meatpacking places. Then it's blown up, makes for juicy headlines, but then where does it go? Then there's nothing else that happens. Then all of a sudden, you'll hear about another meatpacking plant or some other kind of a plant or some farm somewhere, whatever it might be. But they're far and few still in between. So you cannot have it both ways. You either accept the illegals in this country and embrace it and say, hey, we don't want to admit it, but we want the cheap labor. We want to be able to pay someone less to do something, and I believe that Americans wouldn't do that. Or you say that's a bunch of crap, and if this wasn't allowed to thrive, we wouldn't have gotten in this position in the first place. If we wound the clock back decades and decades ago and you had, sure, just some problems with illegal immigration, not the high, big, giant numbers that we're talking about, then maybe we could handle it. But this is the problem. That's where you have to break down the numbers and decide really which way is the way to go. I had this conversation with somebody over the weekend about the blind eye thing, that people really want to turn a blind eye to it and reap the benefits on the other side of what it means to hire illegal immigrants to do things because it's cheaper. It's cheaper to get somebody to come into your house, to whatever, mow the lawn, do the gardening, whatever it might be, comes down to even that. Or to work in your company. It costs less money because they're not even making minimum wage. So food for thought. Where do you fall on this? You know where I fall. And because of what I've seen and heard in Arizona and how rough it's gotten in some other parts of the United States, and then based on some of the things that I've heard about the border and the fact that Hezbollah is really taking advantage of our porous borders, and they might be behind and, in fact, funding some of this gang activity. Boy, that doesn't make me feel safe because they're just jumping on the bandwagon. How perfect is this? Sure, we'll pay people to do this. We'll pay people to go in and destroy areas and to run drugs through, and we'll become a part of this and we'll fund this because this helps our cause. And this is the part that nobody wants to really talk about. Ask somebody who is a victim of some of these senseless crimes how they feel about that part of it. I've said this a million times. It's not like 50, 60 years ago. We had people that came over. They just wanted a chance because they lived in a third world country, took an opening, found an opening. Somebody else went up there from their family, wanted to come up there, wanted to come to the United States so they could make some money to send it back home. There are still those people, but there are plenty of other devious people who are getting through our lame system on phony visas so they get through that way, or just finding a way, paying enough money to come across the border, then getting doctored up papers and taking advantage of the system. So you can't have it both ways. I go back to that same argument. You either think that it's wrong what's happening with two illegal immigrants and that it's wrong to think that you want to boot them all out and that we could survive without the amount of illegal immigrants that we have in this country, or you think that we could not survive and it would tank everything and it would raise the price of everything because, yes, maybe Americans would do some of the jobs, but it would cost more and we would all pay for it in the end, and it's too late to reverse the system because it would tank us even more if we had to go back. But at the heart of the Arizona thing, just legally, all that that's about is that the Justice Department says the immigration law crossed a constitutional line, period. They cannot make that kind of a law because it goes against the federal government and the immigration policies, and constitutionally it isn't right. So don't slap us in the face, because we are going to slap you back and crush you in court if we can. So now it really is a case of the U.S. versus Arizona. That's what the case will be. And pay attention to this, because there are other states who want to have a similar law to Arizona's. And they're kind of backing off or not saying much. But now that this lawsuit has been filed in a federal court in Phoenix, it probably will stymie what's going to happen in Arizona. But it's going to be a high-stakes legal clash, make no mistake, over states' rights when you've got other politicians in some other states that say they want to follow Arizona's lead. So this will be a very important ruling for many, many, many other people with these other states like California. They won't say it, but they want to take a similar action. So who do you like in this race? 800-259-5791. Odds and ends next.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, odds and ends. That means, boy, we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even mentioned, just briefly at the top, Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama and their big meeting and plans for peace and what's going on with Gaza, and Netanyahu saying it's a bunch of crap, pretty much, because you know he's a straight shooter, that there is not tension between the United States and Israel. So they did talk to reporters for about an hour and made it look real nice. Seriously, where does this all head? What does this mean for Israel? What does it mean for the United States? We're going to mix it all up and talk about it as part of O&E in just a few. But first, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Good. Let me ask you this, because I was just talking about this on ATN.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem in the United States.
Right.
So what do you think needs to happen? Do you think there needs to be a road to amnesty, or do you say boot them and forget it and just secure the borders?
You want to play the Jeopardy theme song for a few seconds?
Da-da-da. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, after the way you sang, "Oh Canada." Okay, whatever. Wow. I could say, I could say, excuse me, let's throw in a little hockey analogy. Let's use them for practice, you know, let you use them for target practice for, you know, for hockey. But at the same time, I mean, you could say, well, let's boot them all out, but there might be those few that might actually have a legitimate reason, but they can't wait, you know, for the, to go through all the paperwork. Like, they might be coming from a country to say, okay, we, you know, we protest the governing, the government that's in power. So,
right.
And, you know, stuff like that. Or, like I was just seeing on the news here, it was the BBC World News, that there's a guy who's gay and, he was from one of the an African country where being gay is still against the law. So
mm-hmm. The
country, you know, Britain wants to send them back for that. So it's like the old saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, like I said, my attitude is send them all back, but if someone can really give you a real good, legitimate reason why they should stay in United States and or Canada, then maybe you should listen.
All right, that's a good answer. That's a way to step around it. I gotcha. If somebody might, it's almost like if somebody's defecting almost.
Right.
Remember the communist countries?
Sure.
When that's what people try to do.
Yeah,
is with the amnesty question, I don't think all the people would come out of the shadows, pay the fine, and do everything that you have to do.
Right. And by the way, since you did mention BB and I spoke to Steve earlier, he agrees. BB does not BS. He speaks. He's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know what? I happen to agree. I don't think there'll ever be peace, not in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
or as Steve put it, not in his great-grandchildren's lifetime. I go, excuse me, Steve, are we talking about something? He goes, like the Americans do, I'll take the fifth on that one. but he agrees. You know, like I've said before, you're going to have right-wing Israelis who say you gave up too much, and then you're going to have left-wing Israelis who said you didn't give up, you didn't give them enough. So that's... And I'm just wondering, because tomorrow night he's going to be on, I don't know if I call him a colleague of yours, Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call him a colleague?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Netanyahu's going to be on Larry King's show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hear what he has to say and think, okay, is he saying that because that's what we want to hear, or is he actually, like I said, is he actually speaking from the hip, you know?
Yeah, I think Netanyahu does speak from the hip. I think he doesn't care to sugarcoat it. That's why I was surprised by the conversation about Obama and him saying, look, there was never any discord, because I don't really believe that, but we'll see what he says in that interview.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And by the way, up here right now with the humidity, it's only
mm-hmm.
95.
Ooh, the people in the East Coast want to strangle you when they hear that. It's like 105 plus.
Yeah, but still, 10 degrees doesn't make much of a difference, you know? In fact, it was so hot, I'm not making a joke, but it was so hot this afternoon, Julie and I were supposed to get together for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We canceled it because who wants to leave a nice air-conditioned office to go out and, you know what I'm saying?
Forget about it.
Heat wave.
So a heat wave even striking a little bit in Canada. Hey,
yeah.
Sam, thanks.
Take care.
All right, I don't know if Sam has a dog or not, but I'm just going to bring this up as sort of a follow-up to odds and ends. Last week we were talking to a woman about what to do. Her name was Chrissy Howard, what to do in situations with dogs and the heat and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the interview, we mentioned when you have dogs, like if all of a sudden you have a movie, whether it's the 101 Dalmatians or whether it's Marley or whether it's this new Marmaduke, all of a sudden there's adoptions of that kind of a dog, that breed of a dog. So what the groups do to get ready, because those are Great Danes, Marmaduke was a Great Dane, they're getting ready for rejected dogs. They're thinking that the movie will spur the adoptions, then abandonments of these puppies, because guess what? The puppies grow to about 170 pounds, and they eat like 10 cups of food a day. Woo! That would cost you an arm and a leg, but a 170-pound dog? So Christy was right, and there are groups all over the place, not just in and around Hollywood, but other places who are sort of getting ready for the possibility, let's say, of that. All right, let's talk about the oil spill. Seems like I haven't talked about it for 4 days, which is probably right. Now what's going on in the U.S. is the fact that we have tar balls hitting like Pontchartrain. They managed to escape the oil from BP for more than 2 months, but they can't wash themselves of it now because clearly it's in full swing there. And even some of the tar balls washed aside in Texas. So for the first time, oil from that ruptured well is seeping into Lake Pontchartrain. You know what that does? That sets up for another environmental disaster because that's a huge body of water. And this is a body of water that was so horribly polluted that they being environmentalists and people in New Orleans, were really screaming loudly. And in the 90s, it became a very popular fishing spot, and a lot of people were boating there and swimming there. They really cleaned it up. So now over the 4th, over that long weekend, tar balls and an oil sheen because of the strong winds from Hurricane Alex, they slipped past the barges that were supposed to block the passes that were connecting the Gulf of Mexico to that very lake. So it obviously didn't work. Now they're trying to clean up these tar balls, and they're trying to lay out about 9,000 or so feet of those booms, you know, those crazy-looking booms you see in the pictures. They're trying to do the same thing, but you got choppy water. So, hey, you got skimmers. You can't do much when you got choppy water. And this has got to be upsetting for the people there. Oof. Everything that they've been through. And so far, the seafood test, because that's the first thing you do, the seafood tests, nada, nothing with oil contamination. But there's a lot of people attached to that lake, to say the least. Also, some of those tar balls washed up on some of the Texas beaches over the weekend, too. So now, if we kind of added this all up together, and I'm crappy at math, but it's got to be at least 500-plus miles of coastline. So that's starting to hurt. And that also means, no matter what you say, people are going to avoid taking their vacations in that area because that's what happens. And can you blame somebody when you hear, hey, there's some tar balls that washed up on some of these beaches. Oh, no big deal. Well, that's not no big deal. It doesn't matter how much it is. If oil is seeping into the beaches where you're going, you don't want to take your kids there. You don't want to do that. So here you have this crazy lake in New Orleans that, no kidding, they wouldn't let people swim. There was no marine life. They even had an amusement park that they shut all that stuff down, like in the 80s. So they did a restoration. They even did a ban on commercial clam dredging, which for that area, that was pretty drastic. And then all kinds of regulations were heaped on urban runoff. And they've had dolphins, they've had manatees, all kinds of things have thrived in Lake Pontchartrain. So this is really, really sad to see that they're being hit with this. And I think we're going to be talking about more beaches over the weekend. There's a lot of speculation about what's going to happen in Miami. Is this going to come all the way around, and how many Florida beaches are going to be stung by this? All right, continuing on the path of odds and ends, now the discussion for the post office was, should we raise the price of a stamp? And how do you feel about paying 46 cents for a stamp? But here's the thing. So many of us do online banking or write notes to people through the email, through the internet, that how much do you mail? How many bills do you mail? You probably mail something. You probably, there's something that you would go through the regular mail for you, but how much of what you do actually goes through the system? And that's part of the problem. There's not enough to support it any longer, so they're going to keep raising the prices of things like stamps to support how severely the United States Post Office system is bleeding. It's bleeding big time. And remember, it's not a government agency. So 46 cents is what's going to happen. 46 cents for stamp. And look for possibility, this has heavily been discussed, of no Saturday delivery. It is summertime, and I guess you might not be headed to New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain anytime soon, but there are all kinds of wacky festivals that are going on. Ever go to the Redneck Festival? That's like one of the biggest in the country. Ever go to any cow tipping festivals or cow chip throwing festivals? I've been to one of those. We're going to talk about it next on ATN.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Time to lighten the load here on ATN. Ever been to a cow chip throwing contest? I have. Ever been to Christmas in July? I have. That was in Galveston on the water, by the way. Very cool. The boats went by and they were all done up with all the Christmas lights. It was really a lot of fun. You had to wear Christmas hats. It was a little bit strange at first, but then I kind of got into the Christmas spirit. There are all kinds of crazy festivals that are going on across the U.S. Who better to talk to us than Amelie Hirst, TripAdvisor's Amelie Hirst, about top 10 wacky summer events. Maybe some of you across the nation have heard of them, or perhaps you've even been to them. Amelie, thanks for jumping on ATN. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Kate.
Let's talk about some of the craziest things that happen. Now, I've heard of people doing things with toilet seats. Remember, I at the top of this, I mentioned cow chip throwing. There seems to be a deal with throwing. We like to throw things and unusual things. Tell me about the toilet seat throwing contest.
So that particular contest is actually part of the Summer Redneck Games, which features at number one of our top 10 list of wacky events for this summer. The Summer Redneck Games actually takes place this coming weekend. So anyone who happens to be in the area near Dublin, Georgia, they should get along there on July 10th. And the event is actually now in its 15th year. It's a whole lot of fun. And it was actually inspired by the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And apparently at that time, jokes were made about a bunch of rednecks hosting the Olympics. So the organizers thought, hey, you know what? You want rednecks? We're going to give you rednecks. And this particular event features everything from, as you said, redneck horseshoes. So that one actually consists of toilet seats being hurled through the air. There's also a mud pit belly flop contest. There's an armpit serenade, so travelers can make free music there. And all sorts of crazy fun going on throughout the day. It's only $5 to get in, so I'm sure you sure you get your money's worth of entertainment there.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess so. I bet you it's got to be pretty big. If they can charge a fee like that, I'm assuming people come from all over the place.
They do. I mean, there are thousands of people who attend. Hey, maybe they're lured by the opportunity to take part in a bobbin for pig's feet. Which sounds something to get your teeth stuck into.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I mentioned cow chip throwing, and I know there's lots of different places that do that. Tell me about the one that you have on your list as far as cow chip throwing is concerned.
So this one's actually at number 7 on our list. This one takes place September the 3rd to the 4th, and that's in Wisconsin. And obviously, originally, cow chips were actually used by the settlers as a fuel for cooking food and for warming their homes. So they were really important, but it's dung takes on an altogether different use at this particular event, and travelers actually compete to see who can get the longest throw. I believe the record stands at almost just under 250 feet, so you need to have, you know, quite some arm on you to beat that one. But over 40,000 people congregate here every year. It sounds like a lot of fun. There's live music, there's dancing, there's all sorts going on, and admission for that particular one is $3.
$3, that's not bad at all. Just to throw some cow chips, you got to love that. Hey, the top five, Amelie, give us the top five events.
So number one on the list, as I said, the Summer Redneck Games. That one's taking place this weekend. Number two is actually the Barnesville Potato Days. Now, that one takes place August 27th to 28th in Barnesville, Minnesota. This event is actually another one which attracts huge crowds. It attracts almost 16,000 people, and it's been running since the 1930s, so it's a really well-established one. And, hey, this is the must-go-to event for anyone who has a soft spot for spuds, because this is all about celebrating the humble potato. There are actually over 40 events during the course of the day, and these include everything from mashed potato wrestling to a potato peeling competition, which kind of sounds like hard work to me. That's something I try and steer clear of, peeling potatoes. There's mashed potato sculpturing. There's even a mashed potato eating contest. So, you know, if anyone is a potato fan, then this is a must-go-to. Number three on the list actually takes place in Virginia Beach. Now, this one is the Mid-Atlantic Hermit Crab Challenge. And this one, again, is this coming weekend. It's July 10th. Hey, it's summer. You know, we want to be down on the beach. So this is a really nice one to check that box as well. And there are two main events that take place on the day. The first one is the Miss Curvaceous Crustacean Beauty Pageant. Now, I guess this is a beauty pageant with a little bit of a twist. Hundreds of crabs actually compete in this one. They're judged on their painted shells, they're judged on their costumes, and there are even prizes awarded for the shyest crab, the most friendly crab. And then the other part of the day is actually it's a race that takes place on the beach. It's the Crustacean 500 race. So 300 crabs all race on an 8-foot track of the beach, and the winner gets a coveted prize, the Order of the Mercury Claw, which I'm sure would look great on anyone's mantelpiece.
Yeah, no kidding, I bet. What's after that? That's good.
Number four on the list is the Wayne Chicken Show. Now, this one is July 9th to 11th in Wayne. This is up in Nebraska. And just as I was saying about the potato celebration, this is the must-go-to event for anyone with a soft spot for chickens. So there's a whole bunch of crazy events that take place over the course of these 3 days. There's everything from the world's largest chicken dance. There's the best chicken legs competition. There's a national cluck-off, so competitors have I think they have 15 seconds to see who has the best chicken impersonation. And then if you're feeling a bit peckish, then, hey, take part in one of the crazy eating contests there. And these include a hard-boiled egg eating contest. And I believe that the record for that one was set last year, and someone ate 20 eggs in just a couple of minutes, which sounds kind of disgusting to me.
Me too. Oh, that's rough. 20 hard-boiled eggs. Oh, I don't even know if I could eat two in like a 30-second span.
I couldn't eat one in an hour. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm not a fan either, I agree. And what's the fifth one?
The fifth one on the event is the Roswell UFO Festival. Now, this one's actually just taken place. This one was last weekend up in Roswell, New Mexico. And this is a really interesting one in which some 20 to 30,000 Earthlings rub shoulders with, well, who knows who they're rubbing shoulders with, maybe visitors from other planets. But all sorts of crazy UFO fun happens at this event. There are speakers and workshops focusing on alien education, and there's even an alien pet costume contest. So, you know, this is kind of an opportunity to dress your pooch up in all sorts of weird costumes. There was a fireworks show. It's an annual event, so as I said, it's just gone for this year, but definitely one to check out for next year.
Yeah, do you think there's something about, I noticed in everything we were talking about, whether it's the potato, whether it's the redneck theme because of the Atlanta Olympics, mm-hmm. whatever it is, Roswell because of the UFOs and all that sort of stuff and all the conversation about aliens, that really almost anywhere, if they dug deep enough and then they started to get the buzz out there, they could create their own wacky festival, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And it's all, as you said, it's all about the local areas sort of celebrating their heritage and, you know, getting the local community together to have some fun and also, you know, attract new travelers to the region. So definitely a whole bunch of things to check out across the country in the coming months.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this, too, because my nephew is into the whole cardboard boat thing. And I guess there's some big cardboard boat races in Arkansas that are supposed to be pretty cool.
That's right. Yeah, that one's at number 9 on our list. That's the World Championship Cardboard Boat Races. That one takes place the end of this month. That's July 31st up in Heber Springs, Arkansas. And this event is actually now in its 24th year, so it's quite a long-standing one. It attracts around 4,000 spectators, and a whole bunch of boats actually take part in the event during the course of the day. And as well, the clue is in the name. All of these boats are actually made out of cardboard, and people take this one really seriously. I've seen the rules and regulations for designing a boat for this event, and it actually runs to 18 pages. So you need to be pretty serious to create a great vessel for this one. But there are all sorts of awards up for grabs on the day. The boats have to compete to be first across the line of a 200-yard course on the lake. And there's a boat for there's an award for the boat with the best design. In the past, I think winners have, you know, they've taken the form of planes and trains and even the Starship Enterprise. And then, of course, there's also the Titanic Award. And that one is presented to the boat that travels at least 50 yards before meeting a dramatic watery end.
I like that, dramatic watery end. All right, we mentioned that you're from TripAdvisor. So tell us about TripAdvisor, because a lot of people log into TripAdvisor trying to get ideas about traveling and all that other sort of stuff. Tell us specifically what TripAdvisor does.
Yeah, so TripAdvisor is actually, it's the world's largest travel site, and it features real advice from real travelers. So the website actually features over 35 million reviews and opinions of destinations and hotels, restaurants, attractions, and all of those have been submitted by travelers just like you and I.
Yeah, you know what? I'm even though I'm from the area, I used it for getting a hotel in New York, and it was fabulous. I read all the reviews of all the people, and they were dead on right, and I chose that hotel, and it was excellent.
That's great to know. Yeah, the great thing about the site is that it really shows you the back of the hotel. So rather than just getting, you know, the marketing hype and the glossy brochures and all that such, then it really shows you the good and the bad and the ugly, and you can check out photos that have been uploaded by other travelers to, you know, to really see how it looks in the real life today.
Yeah, no kidding. Amelie Hirsch from TripAdvisor, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks. Great to speak with you.